Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The holidays approach, we're all running around getting Christmas and Hanukkah gifts for the people we love. But thousands of Americans across the country are scrambling to get gifts for people they don't even know. Today, we honor all of them with our look at a group here in Boston called Christmas in the City. It started 28 years ago as a party for about 100 homeless kids. Now, every Sunday before Christmas, almost 5,000 homeless kids and their families received gifts and a day-long extravaganza. Oh, and the next day, Christmas in the City provides gifts for another 13,000 kids who have homes but not much else. And not one of the 3,000 volunteers is paid a penny, including founders Jake and Sparky Kennedy. How? Well, for one thing, they work on it all year. We first brought you this story last year, starting at a summer planning session.
All right, so now we're on the actual party. So we'll buzz through this and we'll get out of here. So Saturday set up. The great thing is we will have Christmas trees to be painted and we will have murals.
That's Jake Kennedy, no relation to the other Boston Kennedys, at his clinic, Kennedy Brothers Physical Therapy. About 40 longtime volunteers of every age sprawl across massage tables to get an update on this year's event.
They can work any hours they want. They won't get paid a dime.
Here's Sparky Kennedy.
So it started in 1989. Jake and his clinic had a Poland Springs bottle. People started putting change in.
But wait, why did you decide to do this, Jake?
Well, our oldest, she was maybe, what, 4 years old?
Two.
Well, anyway, she got too many presents. So I said to Sparky, this is embarrassing. Let's keep it to three. And we did. But then the relatives descend upon the house, and all weekend long she gets overwhelmed with presents. So she had no idea, like, you know, what Christmas meant. And that's how it started. We wanted to show her, you know, the other side of life.
Yeah, but as this is happening, 165 to maybe 400, 500, how are you, I mean, are you looking at each other at that point, Jake, and saying, oh, my God. You know, what are we going to do? How are we going to pay for this?
Never.
Like, the demand from the homeless population just grows and grows and grows. And it's hard to say no to a kid at Christmas time. But then the volunteers come up. So we don't worry about the buses because someone's doing it. We don't worry about registering the early people because someone does it.
This is what we saw in your meeting. You start to have sort of captains, right, who are taking over things.
Yes. Mark, Lisa, volunteers, what should we know?
So signups are actually just opened, and they're going really, really well. But also another cool thing is there's an organization. Does everyone know what cosplayers are? They dress up and go to, like, Comic-Con and everything. So there's a group called Cosplayers for a Cause, and they want to come and help greet everybody as they come in dressed in their, like, amazing uniforms. Costume. Okay, so everybody that's over 40, this isn't like Costco. This is like cost as in costume. I never heard of the term.
They're trying to outdo themselves every year, and then they call on their own volunteers. They call the student group, and they say, this is what I'm doing. So Spike and I don't worry about that.
What would you say now, Jake? What's the value of the food, the gifts, the entertainment?
Well, I mean, the convention center alone, they give it to us for an entire week. I mean, that's over $800,000 that they would charge us, which they do not. You know, we're into the $4 million or something, you know.
Did anyone ever say to you, stop it, you got to take salary here? Did you ever think it?
We've never thought it.
I was advised 1 hour ago by a very important man to take money out for administration, and I've told them a million times no, and we will always say no, because we just believe, we see the smiles on the kids, and we know they would not have this magic of the holidays if it wasn't for our volunteers.
Kennedy Brothers Physical Therapy, this is Sam speaking.
Okay, we fast-forwarded to about 2 weeks ago. The phones at Kennedy Brothers ring off the hook. Clients lift weights and sometimes jump up to receive gifts, which are piled high. A steady stream of moms come in to register their children for the day-after party for needy kids. But as Sparky and volunteer Dion LeBlanc work at a computer, it's clear there might not be enough gifts.
Come in. These are all the Excel sheets.
Oh, so we still need a lot more presents.
We still have to get rid of these, and these are big numbers. I mean, this is what we're keeping.
And as if on cue, a man walks in with an envelope.
Yes, that's all.
Okay. Wait, did you just hand Jake an envelope for $6,000?
Yes, I did.
And I'm sorry, what's your name?
My name is Kevin Leary. I have a law office across the street.
So how do you get those? Well, how did you get that money?
I just let us out every year, and the checks come in.
Well, and that's how it works, I guess.
That's how it works. More to come.
Thank you so much for coming. We can't tell you how much we appreciate you helping us throw the best party in Boston.
Finally, it's the Sunday before Christmas. The small and big donations have transformed the Boston Convention Center's main hall into a ballroom packed with linen-covered dinner tables.
Oh, my gosh. Now, there are hundreds of tables.
You're just going to be blown away.
I am blown away.
There's last-minute details.
I can't find where Tim's Catholic Charities is. Okay, Tim is, and his daughters are going to be team captains of Bridge Over Troubled Waters, so Hannah and Kate.
Okay.
They're going to be helping him.
Shelter captains who will shepherd the groups of children through the day get a pep talk from their general, Nancy McDonald.
All right, it's go time. You guys are the heart of Christmas in the City. You guys are the ones that really make it happen for these kids. The people that are coming to the party today that are living in shelters, they're living in hotels, they've had a really, really, really rough year, and we're here to give them the memory of their lives. Let's do it.
It's organized chaos.
That's Barry Chait, who's long done pro bono accounting work for Christmas in the City. He brought me into another cavernous room where the gifts are staged.
It looks like an airplane hangar.
What it is on the left, we have all the shelters alphabetized, and each shelter has all the gifts for the kids because each kid is getting a gift off of a wish list.
Okay, so there's these huge orange bins and wrapped packages as far as the eye can see.
Yep, and then the toy room is down there because if any child isn't happy, if they're crying because Billy got a basketball and they got a football and they want a basketball, they come back here and they exchange it for the basketballs.
It's an airplane hangar. It's huge.
And beyond the wrapped gifts stood thousands of backpacks waiting like sentinels. This year, two families bought and packed them all, but for years it was just one, the Trambetta family.
Many parents have their kids going to play soccer. This family, they go to the supermarkets and stand out line and ask for donations for Christmas in the City. They raise enough money, and then they go online and they research backpacks. Each kid will get a backpack, which we'll have in it, books, hats, stuffed animals.
Here they come. There's a row of volunteers. A gauntlet of volunteers, mostly college age, line both sides of a red carpet as the first of 150 busloads of families arrive.
Merry Christmas, y'all. Let's stay together. Stay together. We're going to ask you to follow these two lovely individuals. Merry Christmas!
There's a sit-down dinner, entertainment, choirs, big and small. Overseeing it all, Jake Kennedy.
Jake, do you ever get tired of this?
No. It's like, it invigorates me. I mean, I've already had tears in my eyes two or three times, so.
Just two or three?
No, already, but don't worry, there'll be more.
It's going to be a fun, fun day.
What does this mean to you as a mom?
It will help a lot, for me especially.
It's more than fun.
What is it?
I don't know.
It's joyful.
Yeah, joyful. It's a good time to spend with your family.
A worry-free time.
Yes. I know what else is going to happen.
What?
The Winter Wonderland.
Oh, yes it is. But before that, a contingent of bagpipes signals the arrival of Santa atop a fireman's cherry picker. And then a curtain slowly rises. Now, I won't say you had to see it to believe it because I don't believe it and I was there. What's revealed is a Hallmark card come to life. Snow falling gently on an indoor carnival complete with tilt-a-whirl, carousels, snowball fights, pony rides. There are also flu shots, pedicures, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's hairdresser. Now, Jake Kennedy is the son of the former dean of Northeastern University. I guess he didn't have personal experience with homelessness, but asked him anyway.
I had no idea. I mean, I talked to a kid, and I said, what happened last year? And he said, nothing. I said, Christmas morning, what happened? Nothing. You didn't get any presents? No. Did you have a celebration? Was your father? No. Were you upset? He said, no. It was just like any other day. I think that point we said, let's not just get him presents, but let them experience what we take for granted, which is like the incredible magic of this season.
Jake's wife Sparky says when other cities ask her how to do this kind of all-volunteer event, she says start small like they did. Jake says, no, go big. If you fail and you still help just one child, you succeed. He tells the story of the day a formerly homeless woman came into Kennedy Brothers.
And all of a sudden, this look came on her face. And I said, what's wrong? And she said, are you guys Christmas in the City? I go, yes, this is what we do. With tears in her eyes, she said, my son is in college now. And if you ask him what his most important day of his entire life, it was when he walked into Christmas in the City.
You get emotional when you tell that story.
I do. I get every year I get emotional. Just, I mean, you don't understand on a group of people that have to wait in line, that no promises are kept. They don't know what school they're going to. They don't know where they're going to live. They don't know where the next meal is coming from. What it means to be treated like princes and princesses. It's just, why do we do it? I wouldn't miss it.
Our visit last year with Christmas in the City. Yes, they're doing it again this Sunday. Yes, they could use donations. A reminder to think of them and the thousands of volunteers across the country who bring Christmas cheer to the less fortunate. You're listening to Here and Now.